The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, one of the simplest definitions or explanations for mindfulness practice is sometimes given is something like paying attention to the present moment with a non-reactive awareness, non-judgmental awareness. So pay attention, just notice what's happening in the present moment. But it's a little bit too simplistic. Or sometimes people will focus, you know, just on what's most compelling in the present moment, or just focus on their breath in the present moment, using the breath. But one of the important things to be aware of is that the mind is a selection machine. It selects out of the environment what it wants to focus on, what it wants to pay attention to. And sometimes it's really obvious, like when I'm at home, my older son likes to watch TV programs on the computer, which he does sometimes, and it's time for dinner, and I'll call out his name. I don't know how much, he's absorbed in the TV show or how much he's choosing not to notice that it was calling out his name. But there's a selection process, and he's focused on something. And so there's always, the mind's always selecting out of the environment what it wants to focus on. And some people give priority to something. So the fact that something is compelling in the moment is partly to do with choices that the mind is making. So you might be sitting and having your knee hurt in meditation, and your instruction is to pay attention to what is most predominant experience, so you bring your attention to the knee hurting. And you innocently think that, well, that's just the strongest experience in the moment. But the reason it's predominant is because there's a lot of fear around physical pain, or a lot of aversion to pain. And so out of all the... And there's a lot of meaning. Pain has a lot of meaning. Pain means that... something. And so when there's a first hint of pain, the mind will select that pain much more readily than it would select something pleasant or enjoyable that goes on. Someone else has a lot of meaning and value on something that's pleasant and enjoyable, and so their mind goes there and selects that out of the environment much more readily than the pain. There's often a selection process is going on. And there seems to be, in most human beings, a preference for selecting suffering, or a preference for selecting what is not working very well. Not everyone, not all the time. So one of the interesting questions for people who do mindfulness practice from time to time is to ask the question, what am I leaving out? What am I not noticing? Given that there's always going to be some selection process going on, I can't be aware of everything that goes on at every moment, but what are the important things that I've left out? And so spend a little bit of time periodically looking around and say, what else is there here? If I don't follow the instructions literally, this is how it's supposed to be, to stay with the breath, or if I don't just kind of stay with what's the usual things I'm aware of, what else is going on here that maybe I haven't noticed? So for example, a small example, if I get really focused in meditation, and I might spend a lot of time focusing my body, just staying with the breath, for example, experience of breathing. And after a while, if I feel like I've been for a long time focusing on physical aspect of breathing, I'll come out a little bit, step back out of that state, and say, well, is there some emotion or some feeling tone or some mental attitude that's going on that I haven't noticed because I'm so involved with the breathing? So, and then sometimes I'll find nothing particularly interesting. Sometimes I find it's useful to notice that there is something going on that's useful to take into account. if I spend a lot of time focused on my emotions, then I might after a while say, you know, what's going on in the body as I do this? Or what's going on in the mind? So, you know, or if I spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on sound, hearing sound, you know, I don't know what that drilling was, hearing some drilling, and just being focused on the drilling, and I get involved just hearing the sound of the drilling, not noticing that I have aversion to the drilling. So you step back and say, oh, what else is going on here? So this question, what else is going on, is sometimes a useful question. Not to be neurotically pursuing all the things you can't possibly know, but just from time to time, what else, is there anything here that I haven't, not included? What am I leaving out here in the experience? And some of what we leave out is can be a little bit more evaluative in a sense. And I mean it this way. Sometimes what we leave out is what is working well, what's going well. We have some people have a very strong tendency to choose what's not working well, what the problems are. And so sometimes it's useful to come out of that and ask the question, you know, what's going well here? Some people even like to say, what's my blessings here? What's wonderful that's happening now? And there's always something wonderful happening. So can you look around and see, you know, what's beneficial? What's good? What's the goodness right here in this experience right now? I mean, it could be as simple as just, I'm breathing relatively easily. You know, it's a pretty amazing thing. There are people who have trouble breathing, and right now I'm breathing relatively easily. Or I'm in a safe, and I'm in you know, you might be in a funk being here at IMC, and you're dealing with your life issues and problems, and there are important things going on, and you're kind of depressed about it and upset. And yes, of course, that's reasonable. But you're in a pretty safe environment. You can sit with a group of people, 20 people or so, and you can sit with your eyes closed, not worry about anybody asking you anything or pouncing on you or stealing your wallet. And these are all basically good people who like to meditate, and it's pretty wonderful to be in a group of people like this. Can you pull yourself out of your funk and see, well, there is something good going on. And then, if you spend all your time focused on what's great, occasionally it's good to say, you know, what else am I leaving out? And, you know, maybe it's not all great. Maybe there is some suffering. Maybe I'm carrying some tension or some stress. Or maybe there are some challenges that are going on. Because occasionally you find people who overemphasize the positive with blinders on. And a goal, hopefully, is to eventually be able to be balanced and be able to take it all in an easy, uninhibited way. So we're informed. So we're informed by the full spectrum of what's happening in the present moment, both what's going well and what's not going well in an equal way. And in doing that, the full spectrum, then having some equanimity about it, some peace about it, some ability to hold it all. So I'll end this little talk by encouraging you all to, from time to time, look around and see what else is going on that you haven't noticed, you haven't paid enough attention to. And then with a little particular emphasis from time to time to look around and see what's going well and see how that is for you. Okay? So thank you.